بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and I ask Allah Ta'ala to keep our intentions sincere. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 35, which means seek the means of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the previous lessons we were talking about the virtue of Prophet Muhammad in Islam, and we explained the meaning of the ayah wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salat, which means seek help, wasta'inu, through patience and prayer. In this ayah, it's a proof that the Muslim may seek the help from others, such as salat or patience or even the prophets. And this is what we will be discussing today. Asking Allah by the prophet or tawassul is a permissible matter. It has been deemed permissible by the consensus of the top scholars, mujtahideen of Islam. What is tawassul? Tawassul is seeking to gain benefit or to alleviate harm from Allah by mentioning a prophet or a righteous Muslim in honor of the mentioned, with the firm belief that Allah is the creator of the benefit and the harm. As we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that permissible in the ayah, seek the means of obedience to Allah. This is the meaning of ayah 35, Surah Al-Ma'idah. وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ So the Muslim, he seeks the means of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of them is the prayer, one of them is patience, and one of them is asking Allah by the virtue of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And in honoring the Prophet, Allah will answer that person's supplication. In the hadith related and authenticated by the famous scholar of hadith, At-Tabarani, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught a blind man to ask Allah by him, by the Prophet. The blind man did so, and Allah returned the sight for that man who was blind. The man came, he asked the Prophet to teach him or to make dua for him first. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to be patient, or the Prophet would make dua for him. He gave him the option of being patient or that he would make dua for him. Then that man said, Ya Rasulullah, I have no one to lead me, to help me. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asked him to make wudu and pray two rak'ah, sunnah, and to say a dua in which the dua contains the supplication asking Allah by the virtue of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to accept the dua, to fulfill his need, the need of this blind man to be cured from the blindness. And his dua was fulfilled. Allah Ta'ala answered his dua. Allah gave that blind man sight back. All of that was by the blessing and the virtue of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, asking Allah by the righteous Muslim, tawassul, by the awliya, by the salihin, is acceptable in Islam, because you don't claim, no one claims or believes that these pious people are the ones who are fulfilling your need, who are creating the harm to you. Rather, it is Allah by their honor, by their virtue. Asking Allah by the righteous Muslim is permissible in Islam. No one on the right path from the Salaf, the true Salaf, nor the Khalaf who came after them, objected to this. The Salaf are those who lived in the first three centuries, dating from the migration of the Prophet. And the Khalaf are those who came after them. Now there are some people who claim to be Salaf or Salafis, or they claim that they abide by Salafism. But the truth of the matter is, not everyone who claims that he follows the Salaf is among them. Those who follow the Salaf must abide by what the Salaf say. And all of the scholars of the Salaf, the true scholars of Salaf, confirm the permissibility of making tawassul and asking Allah by the virtue of the Prophet and of the Awliya. Imam al-Shafi'i, he said, I visit the grave of Abu Hanifa, and if I need something, I ask Allah by him, and I seek the blessings from him, and Allah Ta'ala fulfills my need when I go visit him at his grave. This saying of Imam al-Shafi'i has many evidence that it is permissible to visit the graves of the pious Muslims, permissible to recite Quran to them, and it is permissible to ask Allah by their virtue to fulfill their needs, to fulfill one's needs. Also, it's narrated in the hadith related by Al-Bukhari that during the caliphate, in the year of drought, Umar radiallahu anhu asked Allah for rain by Al-Abbas. He said, O Allah, we ask you by the uncle of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This hadith is related by Al-Bukhari and it is confirmed to be righteous hadith. So from this, it is confirmed that it is permissible to ask Allah Ta'ala by the virtue of the Prophets and the pious awliya and the pious salihin. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless us and you, and we ask Allah to protect us and your children from misguidance, and we ask Allah to keep us steadfast on the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to keep us steadfast on the creed of the hundreds of millions of Muslims all over the world, the creed of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and Allah Ta'ala knows best.